Drag is often built on the ashes of failure, and some folks are ready to set the world on fire. Not all drag queens want to be supermodel of the world. For these wild childs, it's all about messing with the status quo and embracing a rebellious spirit. Today, Sarah KV and Shalita Cake join us to talk about their unconventional paths as drag queens. From creating a controversial drag video in high school to embracing the booger beauty that's inside all of us. Plus, Leslie Jones thinks Drag Race Pit Crew needs to put on some shoes. YouTube is still restricting and demonetizing LGBT videos and adding anti-LGBT ads to some. And finding a pride celebration that's meaningful for you. I'm Fausto Fernos, and this is Feast of Fun.
DirtySluts.com.
Will you guys bring the microphones as close to your mouth as possible?
These are like robot penises. We live in 2018. This is the future. We just suck off robots.
Yes. Hey, folks. Our guests today are two wonderful, colorful queens who, on Tuesday, June 19th, are going to be performing at the House of Travesties at the Call here in Chicago. Welcome, Say KV.
Hi.
You're so happy today. It's a welcome turn from your usual emo self.
Yes.
And maybe yes. That is because she's joined by her soul sister from another mister and a brother from another mother.
Yes.
Is Shalita Cake.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
Miss Cake, I'll take two slices, please.
Okay.
Puppy.
Welcome to the Feast of Fun.
Yeah, I'm so freaking glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you here. I met you late at night in one of those seedy clubs. Shalita, and you have this tendency when people come up to you, they give you money because they feel sorry for you.
That's real.
Tell us the story.
Okay. So I have a friend, a drag sister of mine. I won't name her because she doesn't need to be popular. But she, whenever she sees me in drag, she says, sir, I don't have any change. And so at one point, I saw her out of guiche, and I'd never seen her out of guiche. A guiche means out of drag. Is that a thing? Your listeners know that?
I get okay, that. Right, right. Yeah.
So, so we.
Like, you're not a geisha, you're out of geisha.
You're out of geisha, yeah. Right. So she was her boy form, and she came up to me, and I was in drag, and I wasn't doing the show at the time. I just came to see the show. And she goes, I just feel like I need to give you this. And she handed me a dollar. And I looked at the dollar, and I looked at him, and I looked at the dollar again, and I went, bitch! The read was so real, I could not. So we have this running joke where she gives me a dollar in several forms. Last week, she gave my drag hostess at Jackhammer a dollar and quarters to give to me.
Oh, no.
And I got a dollar and quarters, and I had no idea who it was from. And the host told me who it was from, and I said, I don't have a friend named that. Because,
she used a pseudonym.
Right, yeah, exactly. I was like, I don't have a friend named that. And fast forward to Saturday, this past Saturday, and she comes up to me in the bar. She goes, so did you do the show on Monday? I said, yeah, I did the show. She goes, oh, damn it, Arvin. And I went, oh, that was you! Oh, my God! So that's a real read. If anybody wants to know a real read means when you have to, like, think about it for a little while.
So she's insulting you by giving you money.
Well, honey.
I would like to take those kinds of insults. Just
right?
So if you have any coins, pass dollars. Them
That's my magic. Yeah. That's the cake magic.
Now, Shalita, you came from the East Coast or originally from Virginia.
I'm from Virginia, yeah.
And you grew up listening to Wendy Williams, so hence why you kind of sound a little bit like
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah. I guess I kind of have a little bit of an accent. And, sometimes I like to pronounce words funny on purpose.
Okay.
Because it makes me feel a little bit more girly.
Yeah.
So I'll say, if I perform at the Cool, I'll say, I'm performing at the Cool.
Yes, baby.
You know what I mean? Like, it's nice to, like, drag that out, you know? The yes. Cool.
Was Shalita Cake kind of your own creation? Or did you have any other
Shalita,
drag
Shalita,
creations?
Shalita, I've been doing drag, quote unquote, by myself since I was 16.
Okay.
Wow.
Because I
and now you're 55.
I'm now I'm 55, yeah. And so I haven't heard that name in 35 years. No, but I so now I do I did drag. I started doing drag because I felt the need to feel really pretty sometimes. And so I would just kind of get dressed up. And I had long hair at the time, so I would put my hair up and just kind of be a woman for a while.
Have strange men give you dollars.
Well, they wouldn't give me dollars, but...
They give you other things.
Yes, lots and lots of chemicals and body fluids. But hey, so... No, but so, yeah. And then a couple years ago, maybe six years ago, I did a play. Called Hell Cab.
In Chicago here?
In Chicago, yeah. Okay. At the theater that shall not be named. nobody will know what that means. It doesn't matter. It actually doesn't really matter. My character was normally played by a woman. And they asked me when I came into my audition, I just did a monologue randomly, and I put on lip gloss in the middle of the monologue. Because it was like, I hate you. And in the middle of it, I was like, lip gloss, I still hate you. Anyway, so they asked me if I would like to play this role, but as a man in drag. And I said, you know, yeah, as long as we respect it, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And so this character's name was Shalita. She didn't have a last name at all. And so I was gifted by the costume designer how to beat my face, which those of you that know me, that's why my face looks like that.
so many questions.
No, but then, and then like my first heels, my first like real, like my own heels, my first hair, my first like drag outfit, I got to keep all of it. And I decided that like, okay, well then if I get to keep it, then I'm going to keep the name too. Cause you know, F that. Aww. And so, we sat around deciding like what my last name should be. And, this is why they call me the Motel 6 of drag, because, Shalita light on for you. Shalita Doe Open was another name.
Shalita Baby.
Shalita Baby. A lot of people when I perform, they say Shalita Dick. Which is true, fellas. But we came up with Cake because I like butts. I like butts and food, and so that's why Kevy and I get along so well.
Also, like Heclina, you'll eat somebody's ass out on stage.
I would, and if you guys would like to sign up, just hit me up.
How does that work exactly? Have you actually eaten somebody's butt in a performance ever?
Oh, no.
But you're wanting to. Maybe
this
Tuesday.
I would. 100% I would.
June 19th at the Call. I'm going to be there.
Eat a butt on stage. I cannot. No, I mean, I don't, there's no butts readily available. Plus, you know what?
I'm sure we could find one.
We could find a butt.
Yeah.
Why don't you eat Kevy's butt?
Lord have mercy. That's my sister. Sister dick will make you sick. Sister pussy will make you wussy.
Just because it rhymes doesn't mean it's true.
That's true. Oh, you have a dog. I'm really distracted.
Isn't he sweet?
Oh, he's so great. He's Jesse. Been licking my feet over here for 10 minutes.
Well, you stop putting peanut butter on your toes. Maybe that'll happen. Kevy, how are you doing? You seem so happy today. You're getting.
I make her giggle so
hard. You're becoming born again. You're becoming a born again Christian.
Lord.
And your show, because this is about mothers and daughters this time.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting adopted.
Excited. I'm being adopted. Yeah, because when I started drag, I didn't have a drag mother or anything like that.
You had to do it yourself.
I had to teach myself because there really is no drag in like middle of nowhere, Northwest Indiana.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I just figured it out myself, and then all these years later, I made this friend, Miss Patty Duke Ellington.
She's kind of a lesbian folk singer.
Incredible. Kind of, she's been performing around the country since the 70s.
How'd you find this drag mom for you?
Well,
How'd you find Patty?
I met Patty at a show called Goddess a couple of years back at Berlin Nightclub. Yeah,
And you went, hi. And she's like, will you be my mother? You're like the Dr. Seuss. No, just
going to one everybody. Bitch, two bitch, red bitch, blue bitch.
She was dressed up as Salvador Dali.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was like, ooh, I love art stuff.
Yeah.
This is amazing. I'm into it. And we just hit it off. We've been like really good buds ever since. I book her in a bunch of my shows. And I was like, why don't we make this official?
So this Tuesday, the 19th, at the House of Travesties, is going to be a hot mess.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's going to be...
100%.
When there's a rebirth of a drag queen, there's blood, there's placenta, there's fluids.
Okay, primordial flu, primordial pool.
Flogging.
Soup, I mean.
Should people bring, like, birthday, like, baby presents, like rattles and stuff like
Ooh,
that?
Oh, that'd be kinky.
Yeah.
Bring a...
Are you a drinker or a stinker?
Bring a transvaginal mesh.
Yes. But yes, we are planning something very special, very mommy dearest.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yes. Y'all will be in for a treat.
About that bottle.
What? Oh, you want some... These girls are drinking me out of house. Oh,
I just want to add it to this because it's not strong enough for grown-ups.
This is a bourbon.
Thank you, bourbon.
All right.
It's Jim Beam. It's
so
a bottle
you used
of
to,
Jim Beam.
In high school, Kevy, you made a drag video that was kind of like your first beginning to drag.
Oh, yeah.
And you got death threats because of it.
Right, yeah. So when I was
a little critic.
Okay.
Right. When I was a little baby in high school.
Like 13, 16?
16.
Okay.
I was like, I want to start making YouTube content. I want to make music videos.
Wait, YouTube was out when you were 16?
Yeah.
That's unnecessary.
It was out when I was in middle school, girl.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I am that much older than you?
Yes.
Nobody talk about it.
Yeah, we need her parents' permission to have her on the podcast.
So, well, anyway.
Sign this waiver.
Can I say the word penis around you?
Social workers coming in here in a minute now.
So I decided for a video, I wanted to lip sync to the Lady Gaga song Christmas Tree.
Uh-huh.
So I went online and got this, like, adult elf costume, a pair of heels, and I just, like, wore them around my house, lip syncing this song, like, making out with a Christmas tree. It was really cute. And I put it on YouTube, and it got big really quick for, like, some nobody. It was 2,000 views in 12 days, and, like, everybody at my school watched it.
Sure.
Like, they would stop class to play it up on the projector.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Seriously? You making out with a Christmas tree on the projector at your school?
Oh, yeah.
That's the gag of the century, bitch.
Right? It was amazing. I was living. Apparently, supposedly, people were sending it to Tosh.0 to try to get it on the show. But then I started receiving death threats from who knows who.
Kentucky.
The other drag queens in the school.
Yeah, just bitches at school were sending me death threats. And
because that sounds like, you know, if someone's trying to send you a death threat over making out with a Christmas tree, it's chances are because they're jealous.
DL football, like, boys. Yeah.
Yeah, I took that to be just empty threats. I didn't give two shits about it. But
one shit, but
it was a little turdlet.
Little turdlet.
My fuck,
sorry, I'm sorry.
My teachers and my parents, they freaked out so hard.
Well, they were worried about your well-being, yeah.
Right, they thought that I was actually going to get killed for this. So they forced me to take down the video after being just 12 days.
Wow.
Yeah, and like the rest of the semester, I had to have security go with me anytime I was in the locker room for P.E., to make sure I didn't get beaten up down there.
Was the security guard sexy? A little bit? Oh, my God.
Not Otis with the flashlight.
You're the one who wrote the
look. Look, Otis with the flashlight. But you know what? Those old guys sometimes, they eat good pussy. Sorry, you said I could be dirty.
I like a good sexy security guard, but the problem is that it's like when the light switch goes and it's against you. And shit going to go down.
They might
ugly.
Choke you a little bit. I get it.
Have you guys ever dated a police officer?
No. I'm black.
No, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, you know?
No.
I would love to, though. And stuff. And, you know, he's like, I don't let my job define me, blah, 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 and everything. But, you know, you're thinking in the back of your head, this guy has a gun, and if he gets pissed off at me, he's going to kill me, and his friends are going to help me hide the body. Ew.
Right. And, you know, a lot of police officers smoke weed, and that's a real thing. Mm-hmm. And I always am
and
like,
you smoke it with them.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, so wait. But wait, so are you gonna report me?
That's a concern.
You know what I mean? Like, am I in trouble now?
That's right. You know,
so, at what point am I in trouble?
So did you seduce the like Willem seduce the?
No, I did not. But
the people on the Sandlers on Drag Race.
No, but like, since my parents and everyone was so freaked out, they insisted that I was not allowed to do any sort of cross-dressing ever again.
Oh, shit.
So, Lies of Minnelli.
Right, so I had to go, like, super in the closet. So any
butch.
Sort of gender... Well,
how?
No, but any gender experimentation had to wait until I got to college.
Damn.
Yeah.
And that must have been extremely disappointing and...
Oh, yeah. Like...
Sad for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's devastating.
Because, honey, you take away Kevy's glitter, her wigs, her high heel shoes. You have high heel shoes, right?
I have a couple.
She looks at them on the shelf.
Actually, I do. I did buy a couple pairs just to put on display.
I weigh a lot, and I put on high heel shoes, and I think they're transphobic. They're discriminatory against full figure girls like ourselves.
And well, you need to have the steel enforced ones like I got, baby.
You got. Well, you're a light skinny.
Well, yeah, I'm a little skinny girl, but you know, yeah. I do a lot of party drugs. So.
I put on those heels, and I'm like 5 seconds. I'm like, ow, get them off me, And so I literally will wear them to perform on stage. I literally like, and next, Fausto Furnos. And I put on my high heel shoes, go out and do the number, that's about 3 minutes.
Yep.
And take them off and put on like tennis shoes.
We call it a 4 minute heel. Yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
I wore some that were these pink, no platformed, flat based, 6 inch stilettos. They were gorgeous. I did this show and they had rhinestones up the back of the ankle, honey. They were beautiful. And we did this number, Got to Be Real, at the end of the show. And we would walk off stage and I would strut, body. As soon as I got behind the curtain, take this off me. Yeah. I couldn't even bend down to take it off myself. I was in so much pain.
Yeah, and I am very fat and disabled, so I can't wear any heels more than an hour before I am literally in tears.
Yeah. So, absolutely. You know, so your parents now punish you by making you wear heels.
If you don't wear heels for Thanksgiving, the meal is off. No turkey for you.
Do you want to be famous or do you want to stay anonymous? Because your family encourages you now to be a drag queen and they support you. They celebrate
your
shows.
Yeah.
They sign the waivers.
You still live with your folks, yeah?
Yeah, I still live with them right now.
Yeah. I just learned that the other day when you were painting. Oh.
So when you're like, you know, does your mother tell you to clean your room because there's too many wigs and taboas and stuff like that?
What is a taboa? No, good.
But it's seriously, like, because I know, like, when I come home from a drag show, my place is a wreck.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can see it right
drag
now.
Drag will ruin your house. Yeah. That's a real thing.
And so to having a child, you know, drenched thing up in drag. And a lot of the folks at the House of Travesties are, you know, draglets. They're people who had just finished college or young girls.
We're little babies.
They're babies. Mm-hmm. And so now you're finding these grown men tucking their dicks in pantyhose.
Yes. I mean, it's a lot to tuck, fellas.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. I'm trying to get a date. You see that?
Did you see the trend of putting glitter on your ass? Like the bigger your ass?
Yes. I want to do that so bad.
I think this is a look for
Tuesday.
If
I had an ass, I would put glitter all over it. It's just a back with a slit in it. So.
I love it so much. Like, I would gladly have anyone paint me head to toe in glitter.
Mm.
Yeah, just not while I'm living with my parents.
Just cover your ass in glitter.
Oh, yeah. Glitter is the herpes of
drag. And sit down on it, you know?
It never goes the fuck away.
Yeah, that's it. You have to know how to control it. Yeah. It's like the Force.
Control your glitter.
If you don't want to go to the dark side of glitter means, you know, having glitter all over the sofa and the kitchen and the dog bowl and stuff like that.
I think that's so cute, though. I don't get why people don't like that.
I love glitter. Like,
glitter is
not the movie. You know what? Actually, though,
the movie.
You know what's funny about? Yeah. That's. I feel like it's campy enough that I kind of like it. Plus, she has this really horrible accent when she's not being Mariah Carey. That's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, she's like, when she's in movies, like, you see her in Impressions, she's like, so what we need to get down to the bottom of, you know?
It's like, I do like Mariah Carey in movies.
You know what I mean? Yeah. She's so good in movies. She's got like
I
a really
love
deep
Mariah
voice.
Mariah Carey.
She's a man,
oh,
Maury.
Mimi is so gorgeous.
Shalita, you're really fascinated by fried chicken pants.
Oh, okay. So here's the deal, okay? So I describe my drag as like, you know, like a fish on a bicycle, if the bicycle was like a dick bicycle. So like, I love to do crazy shit. I wear, remember when Lyft used to have those actual mustaches on the front of their cars?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When I moved into my new apartment that I live in now, I have roommates, they're wonderful. Hi, roommates. There was a fucking full-on Lyft mustache in my closet, and I wear that as a dress in drag.
Oh, I bet that looks really cute.
It does, and
do
I give mustache.
Recognize that. Oh, yeah, they know. Oh, they know. And you put over your dick?
Oh yeah, bow, bow. You mean my vagina, my long, smooth vagina that dangles between my legs?
I just realized. Did any of you guys actually tuck?
I don't have to.
I don't either
because yeah. I wear these kind of pad shorts. The shorts, they're shorts.
The fried chicken pants.
Fried chicken pants, but they're Spanx basically with yeah. my pads sewn in them, and they kind of auto tuck.
That's what I like. Yeah. And a lot of trying to explain to the drag queens, you don't need to tuck.
Right. I can't remember the last.
Unless you like
time
to get naked.
And well, I get naked too.
I mean, but you know,
right?
We like to see that.
Luckily, I was already very small, and now on top of it, HRT causes shrinkage.
Oh yeah,
that's hormone replacement therapy.
Yep,
I had no idea.
In the process of taking estrogen.
Yep, she's a trans-feminine fish.
And she's gone.
For people who like think about drag as you're pretending or cross-dressing to be somebody else, like how do you can you explain that a little bit for people who may think like. You know, trans women can't be drag queens. Or
yeah, well, trans women have always
they
been
started
drag
it.
Queens. Yeah, they were the forefront, the people who started all of that shit.
Yep.
Yeah, and I mean, drag isn't just a man dressing as a woman. It's just queer performance art.
Mm-hmm.
It's
and
weird,
thank you.
And
yeah.
it can be freaking anything. I'm a fucking creepy ass clown naked bullshit
bleeding out of her asshole with colors and shit.
Yeah.
So at the core of drag is like transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways, like the way I see you, you're so into these colorful characters that you're making
yes.
that you want to sort of embody them all the time.
Oh yeah.
And that's part of the reason why you color your hair. And that's also why you've tattooed your stretch marks with these rainbow
beautiful
colors.
Tattoos. Yes.
Oh, thank you.
You know I live for that. You know I live for that shit, bitch.
And so you're kind of like a Amanda Lepore, but in a very kind of demented circus clown kind of thing, right?
Oh, well, it's thank like, you.
Yes, I mean, you know, you've seen if you guys follow Amanda Lepore's Instagram, whenever she gets ready, when she gets engaged, because you know she's a queen as well, she will use for her lipstick.
She's showing us her titties.
Yeah. Oh, those are new. Some of those are new.
Yeah,
I haven't
she
seen
got
those.
New stretch mark tattoos.
Bitch. Some of those are new. I've seen the original ones. I haven't seen these ones on the side.
So Kelly just took off her shirt off.
I'm dying.
It's nice of you to wear clothes for us.
Never.
You're
I know you're lucky. I showed up. Just I got pants on barely. No, but when Amanda gets engaged and she'll post herself getting ready. She puts on this lipstick that is the size of like a beer
a
bottle. Yeah, it's like it's huge and it's a big old tube of lipstick, but it's extra. It's like watching a Betty Boop cartoon. Do you know what I mean? Like she.
But that's a
even her
that
transformation
she uses for performance, not
but,
something.
But
that's
it's her
practical.
Real lipstick.
Okay,
she because you know she paints her lips.
Yeah,
so huge, and then she gets them injected, and blah.
I want to get prosthetic lips to look like that.
You just put them down on the cooch, and just
yeah. Yeah,
and just let it happen. Prosthetic lips.
Did you guys follow Willem Belli posting?
Oh, yeah.
All
that
the notes.
She already gave that. She gave that tea back in the day too.
So,
also,
for people who haven't seen it. Shalita, you've read it all.
Yeah, I don't have it memorized really, but I can tell you a little bit
what
of highlights.
What was the shocking revelations that because everybody speculated for
what
years
I didn't know.
Why Willem Belli got eliminated suddenly on season 4?
Because it shouldn't have been suddenly. I love Willem because
sure.
Willem is like literally like probably one of the only queens that I actually follow their YouTube channel besides Peppermint but
and Feast of Fun too
and Feast of Fun had the thing that shocked me was that how many times they had all left their sequestering. I didn't know. I thought that they were
they
like
all were breaking the
they were
rules.
All and I know that it's probably a thing that still goes on but like I had no idea that they were like literally like not really being watched that well. I thought that it was like a thing like you know what I mean? But I'm a goody two-shoes in real life. You know what I mean? Like, I do sure. crazy shit. But, like, in real life, you tell me you can't leave your hotel room, I'm like, I'm stuck here. As opposed to Willem, who's like, fuck it. I need to go to the mall. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to suck some dick. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she, like, went, like,
producer dick.
Exactly. She went and sucked producer dick. She went and fucked boys in the kitchen at the hotel and got some free shots and shit. Like, I'm like, bitch,
well, it seemed like
life.
She got into a fight with one of the producers.
Yeah, who the fuck is Heather?
And I guess she basically lied and said that she had a laptop that and the laptop had gotten stolen, and she kept talking about that to all of the girls, and Fifi O'Hara got mad and was like, you need to eliminate this girl. She is breaking the rules.
Fifi O'Hara got mad. Yeah. That's like florals for spring.
Girl, that's hateful.
No, so, I like Phoebe, but you know, she's always mad.
And so basically that's what happened, is that she kind of, you know, lied her way to get off the show. And then I guess she had sex with one of the British PAs, guys. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, have you seen them?
Guys,
exactly.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I mean, because the pit crew, we found out last season, they're all bottoms except for one. So.
Who's the top?
I don't know. The one guy. Because they had to choose a bunk bed. It was a bunk bed, the bunk bed challenge or whatever, with the pit crew. And it was like...
But that's just a joke, though.
You think?
I think so. You know,
it's like
I think
Boys
everybody
Town.
Has a capability of doing everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, unless, you know.
Explore. Mm-hmm. You gotta taste all the fruit, as Mae West says.
Taste all the fruit. My favorite thing is like, you're such a man, I feel like I'm gonna need two hands to hug you. Am I gonna need two hands?
Is Willem's revelation that significant, or do you guys think it's no big
You know
deal?
What? She had been throwing shade at RuPaul's show for the longest time, and you know I don't really watch TV at all.
Sure.
But I do follow shit online, and I see that. But she's been throwing shade to the show since she puked and got thrown off. But like I was finally glad to actually read. What actually happened? You know what I mean? Because you know, sometimes when somebody's mad, you're like, "You just mad." You know what I mean?
I was hoping that she would have put out a book, you know, and really kind of
it wasn't
into
it
more
wasn't
detail.
In Suckless. It wasn't in Suckless, and her book is really great, but it wasn't in there. And I thought that it would the tea would be like spilled.
Maybe it'll be in the sequel,
but maybe there's a liability issue. So
they've got to sign a bunch of NDAs and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So
I don't know if like even non-disclosure agreements violates the NDA, or is it a situation where she. Is doing it somewhat anonymously on the internet, so it's not provable that it's tied to her.
Or maybe there's like a you know how like with a statute of limitations, that's
sure.
the word. Yeah,
yeah,
I think that maybe that's probably up by now.
Has it
and
really
also
been
back,
that long?
I mean, it's been like 6-7 years now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they wear off eventually.
Because like a buyout will wear off. That's why I think that's why BB could be back on the show and stuff like that.
So just for a disclaimer, Kevi is not a lawyer.
None of us are a lawyer. I used to be a notary, so count that.
Shit. My dad's a paralegal.
Hey-o.
Dad. So Leslie Jones says, give the pit crew some goddamn fucking shoes.
They don't need shoes. They have to have their legs in the air, unless you would like red toenail polish on white walls.
I don't get it.
When you flip a guy over and they're wearing nail polish and you like fuck them and they have their nails on the wall and scrapes against them.
Oh.
The wall.
That is really detailed.
That's what gay missionary. She said she didn't get it.
So what do you guys make of RuPaul and her tiff? Well, Azalea Banks. Tiff.
Honey, okay, so I know that we kind of stand on the opposite ends of this issue, but I promise
you
that. Yeah, well, not necessarily.
Are you
I don't actually
Azalea
have
Banks?
Really, I don't really have a stand for it, but like, because I don't.
Well,
I'm not someone that gets upset very often.
Do you guys heard both?
Yeah.
You had to, right?
I mean, you know, people make paintings.
So the question is, feel like the songs are similar in any way?
Well, yeah, but it's all house music.
Okay.
You know
so
what I mean? House music has
generic.
Mostly this. Yeah, house music has most of the same beats. I agree with Bob on this one.
Bob the drag queen?
Yeah, he came out with a thing, and if you watch that... You'll understand what I mean. He was just talking about house music and the origins of it and how the base of the music is the same and the kind of the way because it was developed here in Chicago. Hey, bitch, Derek Carter, shout out Michael Serafini. But like Frankie Knuckles. So so the music can be the same as but
Ralphie
like
Rosario.
Yes, but you don't have to, the lyrics are definitely not the same and the cadence is not the same at all. But when it comes to Azalea, it's so funny because like I am of course I'm someone who doesn't really pay attention to a lot of things because I have the attention span of a goldfish. But I only ever notice her when she's about to release something and because she's trolling some POC that's popular. And that's I'm like, oh,
Oh, so you're saying she's doing this cynically for a little attention.
To me, yeah. To me, it's like that's what keeps her relevant. It's like, oh, I've got some singles coming out soon. I should start attacking Cardi B, which she just did. And now RuPaul. And then Monet Exchange. And you know what I mean? Like, she just, whenever she needs to feel relevant for a second, she starts to troll people online.
Well,
and
that's I get that. Like, the Chicago drag scene has a reputation of drag queens fighting with each other online.
We're family, that's why.
Drop an album or get attention. Yep. Is that similar to the Azalea Banks and RuPaul thing? Or?
I don't know. I don't actually know because, you know, she claims to be specifically bi and not queer.
Yeah.
I feel like I drew a picture of a bridge once and nobody called me an architect. She might have licked one vagina. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? But like, that's kind of my personal thing. I don't know. I don't know. You know, I don't know her.
Yeah.
I don't know her. But but like,
you don't know me.
You don't know me. But like, I definitely feel like it's a big bite. I feel like it's a thing where she's definitely like, oh, I'm queer. I'm part of the gay culture so that I know that I can have stands. She knows that like if she says something against RuPaul, that the white gays will stand for her. 100%.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? And then the black gays will come for her. And then she will get more notoriety because then she can make up this string of epithets that will... Oh, it's so funny. Oh, my God. And it was such a read. Oh, my God. Oh,
but that's
not
the
way
you guys handle yourselves.
No,
most of the time.
No. So, yeah. And especially Chicago drag. I mean, Chicago drag, we fight a lot, but that's because we're family. We're real family. Like, we're family we're a dysfunctional fucking family. And that's what it's all about. But we, at the end of the day, if you're outside of Chicago and you insult a Chicago queen, we all come for you. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's a thing, you know? So,
have they?
Not this year specifically, but not this season. Oops. But,
I haven't seen that phenomena that often, but, no, but you know, you know. I like the sentiment and we are family.
I definitely think we're a family. I don't know if we used to feel that way.
And dysfunctional honey, family sometimes. Bueller. And I would like to have a pledge of all the drag queens that come on the show. If you
pledge.
Have a tip.
Lemon pledge.
A lemon pledge. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. Lemon pledge. Get on up.
If you have a tiff with a drag queen in the future, if you you cannot post about it on social media if you have not attempted first to talk
about
it.
To PM them, yes. Talk about it in private. You know what?
To talk about it face to face with each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let it happen in real life. Because you know what? Grow a pair of vaginas. You know what I'm saying? Like,
just if only it were that easy.
If only. But like, yeah, no, honestly, like, I am someone, if you know me, you know that if we have any beef, mm-hmm. which it's rare because I am the welcome queen. You know what I mean? Y'all know me.
You're a people person. And you like to drink.
I like to drink. I'm not necessarily a people person.
Well, you're the
welcome. It makes me
wagon.
Sociable.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. I, you know, it's my anxiety, but I, hey, that's tea, but no,
same.
This is tea. No,
that's yes, tea with bourbon.
So you made us this cocktail. What can I call you? What is your name on here?
I'm Fausto.
Oh, Fausto. Yeah. Okay.
You don't know my
girl.
Name?
No, I know your name. I just didn't know what you... I don't know if you had like an actual...
Short
like,
attention span.
Do I call
it's
you like
Faustina.
Feast of Fausto? No, but like Fausto made us this sure. cocktail.
Yeah.
It's really cute. It was almost a Long Island.
It's a you know, lazy Long Island.
Lazy Long Island, ooh. But then I added some gin to it and everybody
have
is happy
iced tea
about
in
it.
And this is actually a boozy cocktail with actual iced tea in it.
Yeah, I threw a tea bag in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It has actual
come
caffeine
on, tea
and alcohol.
Oh, caffeine.
In it. Yeah, because the tea has caffeine in it. So it's like a Four Loko.
Do you know that I did not know that?
So, no. Listeners, don't blame me for their behavior there.
Wait, look, Dad. What? Look.
So Facebook has dropped the Pride Rainbow Flag reaction emoji.
Those bitches.
Motherfuckers.
And so now you have to, Gert. If you want to show your gay pride for
you
month
that
of June.
Background shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you can do that when you're, you know, getting into tips with drag queens on
and
social media.
Am I the only one that, who when they, when you use that background shit, does it come up really big for you?
I try to avoid using those. You know, I just rather if I want a rainbow in my photo, I'm just going to hold myself a rainbow flag and take a picture. You know, it's like
right. Well, I mean,
we all
I feel like my posts are gay enough. Too legit to quit, baby.
Yeah, but
well, and you have your rainbow tattoos.
I do, know? But they're not always Facebook appropriate.
Well, you can just take a picture of the you know your.
I mean,
corner
I
of your tummy.
Just
you don't have to show your penis every photo.
girl. Aww. Her long, beautiful vagina that dangles between her legs.
Not long. No, certainly not long.
Well, that's the story I'm telling.
Kevy has a way of getting herself sexually involved in everything by putting her face in on a condom. And you give it away to all the people.
Okay, face on a condom. Okay, so.
So you, Shalita, you got a hand of Kevy's condom merch with her face on it. And I didn't even realize you could do this. You could print your face onto a condom.
On actual latex.
Or logos or whatever.
I had no idea. And I can tell you right now.
Oh, yeah, it's a thing.
Okay, so here's the story, y'all. Here's the gag of century. Kevy's got these condoms with her face on them.
Not just my face, though. I mean, screaming.
She's screaming.
I'm impersonating that scream painting.
Oh, Munch. Edward Munch.
Yes. Yeah. Munch.
Munching.
Oh, I thought it was Munch.
No, Munch.
Oh, well,
I like Munch better.
Yeah, there goes my ass-eating, like, profile. Just gone. Just gone. My art, my, throw out my degree. So these condoms, and she gave me a couple for free. Because I help her sometimes at her show, do the work the door and stuff like that. And so, of course, like, the hour is late, the girl is drunk, and it's time for me to top. And so, therefore, I break out a Kevy condom because it's one of the, 8 billion fellas, the 8 billion condoms that I have on my side table there. And I crack it open, I slide it on the slong, and I look down. And fucking Kevy's face is on the tip of my dick, screaming like with teeth. I start laughing at the top of my lungs. It's the middle of the night. I wake up my roommates. I'm laughing so fucking hard. I had to send the dude home because I was like, you know what? Party's over. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Because it's like, if you ever had a hard-on and, like, stepped on a roach or, like, a silverfish or something like that and your dick goes down, it's like, this shit is never coming back the fuck up. It's like that Life Alert lady. Like, shit, I have fallen and I can't get up. I am done.
Yes, cockblocking Kevy.
Cockblocking Kevy. But like, oh my god, the gag of the century. I cannot. I was so happy and sad and horny and angry. Like, you know, when you feel all of the emotions at once. Yeah. So yeah. It was amazing. But you should get them.
Do you sell them, or you have to come to the show to get them?
She sells them online too.
How much are they?
For $5.
$5.
That's actually really
five
cheap.
$5.
Right? For custom printed shit on my website, www.saykevy.com.
Come on, no, come through. I'm sorry. The situation here, you guys, I don't know if anybody's ever described the situation at this house right now. So there's a beautiful dog at our feet. This bitch is, there's a statue of a drag queen to our right. She's got a gorgeous gown on it, but I'm like staring at her ass because I wish
there's
that I could
no
just.
There's no ass.
No, there's an ass. It's bigger than mine.
Well, you have a flat ass.
Mine is the back with a slit end. It's true.
You're the letter D.
I'm the letter,
with
I'm the letter,
front.
I'm the letter 11. No, but yeah, honestly.
Yeah, but she has nice boobs, though.
She's
got of all of us, she has the biggest tits.
Truthfully.
Size, what's bigger than double D, triple D's?
There's like an F.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's probably just an F.
And you know what her name is? Mm-mm. Alita.
Alita what?
Alita Buffet.
Gross. She and I should go out.
Actually, it's she's Swedish. Alita Smorgasbord.
Oh.
But we call her Alita Buffet.
I love the Swedes. I can tell you that right now.
I'm sure you do.
Atuti dadita por dina bona tadachita. My favorite Swedish techno song.
So Pride's coming. Are you guys ready? You have your Pride show June 19th. House of Travesties.
Yeah.
Aptly named. Hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we'll all be there in drag. If you want to see me in drag, this is your chance to see me perform.
We're using quote fingers
in
when we say drag, right?
Oh, so I'm the one who's not legit.
Yeah, no, that's not true.
Take the card away from me.
That's not true.
I don't think you've shaved enough. You're not tucking enough, and you're not good enough to be a drag queen.
You're good enough. You're smart enough, and goddamn it, people like you.
They like me, and they give me dollars.
You lying, honey? Especially
I'm
at the Cool.
Steal all the dollars.
Especially at the Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's money's flowing there.
Well, no. Well, I can tell you, the party last night, or not last night, I keep thinking it was yesterday. Sometimes
on
I get
Saturday,
hungover.
You were at the Call.
Yeah, oh, sometimes okay. I get hungover and I sleep through a whole day, and then I think the next day is the same day. Anyway, so Saturday at the Call was Anita John's birthday.
Okay.
There were 14 queens in the
Damn.
Show. We all got two numbers. So I showed up thinking...
It never ended. The show
was 2 hours
super.
Fucking long.
Yeah.
I can tell you, though, that I showed up there thinking, well, none of us are going to get paid because there are 14 of us. And
sure.
They're going to run out of money after the first girl.
Sure.
So cut to Midsummerfest and having the after hours crowd there. They were lit. They stayed the whole time.
Oh.
They tipped everybody all the way out.
Oh.
Like, we all got tipped out.
That's great.
It was such a cute show. The bar was packed. And I've never seen the Call that packed.
You went to Wendy's that night, honey.
Okay. I got the spicy nuggets, bitch. Spicy nuggets.
Spicy.
I got me a baconator.
So, some drag queens aren't feeling the love from the Pride. And you know, DWV, which is that's Detox, Willem
and Vicky Vox. They're not a group anymore.
And they're not a group anymore, but Vicky Vox is really mad about Pride.
Vicky Vox is always really mad.
She's kind of an emo.
I feel like that's why maybe the group broke up, honestly. Remember, have you seen that video when she fell on the stairs?
Honey,
she busted her ass and almost took Willem and Detox out, falling down.
Girl,
they were singing "This Boy Is a Bottom," and they had this. They were in Dublin. They had this long staircase, and they're walking down. I'm sure it's probably not Dublin. Don't quote me. You know what I mean? Follow my page, and then we'll figure it out later.
Yeah. So
they're walking down this long staircase, and she's the last one because she's last, and I actually like Vicky Vox, but she busted her whole ass and slid all the way down the stairs the way Ty did in Clueless and almost took out Willem and Detox.
So this is what Vicky says. She wrote on Twitter, I have an unpopular opinion. I
Shocking.
Loathe Pride season. You're all a shady cunts to queer people like me all year long. Then Pride rolls around and it's rainbow farts and unicorn glitter. I've never seen Pride be about what you say it's supposed to be about.
Pride is supposed to be about resistance and revolution. So what is she talking about, honestly?
You can do whatever you want to make it. It's yours to do with it, right? I mean, I do understand, though,
and
her
coming
sentiment.
Out and being proud of that. Yeah, that's true too.
Especially
being
living in Los Angeles, seeing this
radical, yes,
corporate, huge, monolithic Pride parade.
But I think what she's talking about is what
you hear.
Yeah, sorry. There's a dog. You guys, we are both easily distracted by animals. And this person, this boy is a sweetie.
Vicky Vox, she's expressing a sentiment that you've had and on social media.
Goth people are goth all year round, and then Halloween comes around and sometimes you don't even see them. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And then a lot of times, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to get at? There are people that don't express their love until Valentine's Day. There are people that don't express their religion. They only go to church on Easter and Christmas. I feel like that's what she's talking about. Mm. And I understand that.
Put it into practice.
Yeah, I feel that sentiment. I actually kind of agree with that. There are a lot of people that don't even talk about how they know gay people or queer people
sure.
until Pride season. And they're like, my friend, some of my best friends are queer.
Sure.
But, as a black something, whatever the fuck I am, I have a lot of friends that don't speak up for racism until it's time. And then it's like, no, I have black friends. That same thing. Yeah, I feel that sentiment a little bit, but I don't know if she needed.
So, Kevi, how do you feel about Pride celebrations?
I think it's great. It's important. It needs to be less commercialized and like capitalism shit. Way less cops. Fuck all them cops.
Ta-da.
Get their asses out.
Way
the fuck
less
of
cops.
Pride.
I gotta say, though, for people who are like criticizing Oreo cookie for putting out like a Photoshop Oreo with rainbows on it, or Doritos for coming out with rainbow Doritos,
or YouTube.
Oh, is that? Oh, yeah. Specifically
well, we'll get to that
YouTube.
In a second.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sorry.
But for all this merchandise that comes out with
That's
rainbow,
triggering.
Like watch bands and all that stuff, It's usually a handful of people who work in the marketing departments who are queer, surrounded by all this cisgendered heterosexual normativity, right?
Gross.
And they're, every Pride season, they're successfully convincing their companies to do a tiny little bit of thing so they don't feel so alone in this world. It's always important to remember that there's individuals behind these kind of like corporate pink washing or whatever, and they're just doing the best thing that they can.
And a lot of them are
with their jobs. Yeah, and it's the intern suggesting, hey, why don't we have a Pride parade or something, you know?
Sure.
But YouTube,
let's get on this YouTube team, baby.
YouTube can fuck all the way off.
Okay, because let's talk about 2 years ago. You know, you know what's funny? When you're on YouTube, you have to, and I guess that's probably not a thing now. Sure. But when I first joined YouTube, you had to say whether
all
you were over
years ago,
honey. That's not necessary. You had to sign. You had to click a thing that said you were over 21 or whatever, and prove that with your birth date, etc. Sure. And because I'm a grown up, I should be allowed to hear curse words on my YouTube channel, and I should be allowed to look at sexual content if I click the button that says I can look at sexual content. And nowadays, because of monetization of YouTube and
demonetized,
demonetized, mm-hmm. And so all of my favorite YouTube things they literally bleep out curse words on YouTube.
Is that the whole point of YouTube?
I feel like it's just so crazy to me. Like, what? Is this 1980s television? Like, is this...
Right?
Well, this whole thing started with Pepsi pulling a lot of their ads overnight all of a sudden. And it was happening...
Oh, Pepsi.
Tied to a lot of the school... the Las Vegas shootings. Remember that?
Oh.
So CNN and Fox and all this stuff had all this footage...
Fox.
...of the Las Vegas shootings happening. And there was people on YouTube doing the exact same thing. And Pepsi was like, we don't want our ads associated with this kind of violence. But at the same time, they're running ads on major news cable channel networks.
Oh, wow. I had no idea about that.
And so they pulled all this stuff up. And you know, YouTube scrambled and said, hey, we're going to do restriction. We're going
to
do...
So what they did was, in an effort to kind of censor YouTube, mm-hmm. they started attacking queer programming.
Yeah, and so that's part of the reason mm-hmm. Cooking with Drag Queens had to do a third Kickstarter, and we were, yeah, because we were basically, you know, relying on income coming from the YouTube to fund the series, and so as a consequence, we don't have see any money coming on from the YouTube channel, but it's a good platform to putting the videos up.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, if I were to host those videos myself, I would pay a lot more money than, you know, so that's something always to keep in mind.
Right. Well, I mean,
it's
people
a free
are getting
video
cents on the
hosting
dollar. Right.
Platform, and I never expected money from YouTube, so
nobody
I'm
did.
Not disappointed. You know, when you expect nothing, you're pleasantly surprised.
It
when
was
you get
that
some
same,
money.
And Instagram tried to go that same route and deleted a lot of major accounts and killed, well, not sure. Do I say Rubber Child? But, like, They deleted a lot of accounts, especially queer accounts and drag queen mm-hmm. accounts.
Bitches.
Because of their new standards, mm-hmm. et cetera. People who are making their full livelihoods from Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. These social media moguls.
And I think, you know, certainly with other drag entertainers and performers, they're starting to use other platforms. Even mm-hmm. Pornhub mm-hmm. is a place to share your videos.
Well, Pornhub is 100% solidarity. If you go on Pornhub mm-hmm. today, like I did three
well,
times.
Well, be careful, because Pornhub is also the big, nasty, evil corporate machine. Because they own, like, all the porn
on
the internet.
They have a whole fucking porn network.
Yeah.
But it's all free. And so, right now.
Kinda,
except sort
for
of.
The premium one.
Right. Well, but like. If you, if
which
you,
is most of the videos.
But like,
if you go,
well, I'm good. But if you go
you're
there,
like Oscar the Grouch when it comes to porn.
Okay.
You like trash.
I do. I love trash. You ever finish watching Pornhub and you're like, I'm a trash person. Like, the video's still playing.
You gonna finish eating that, honey?
Like, you finish off and you're like, oh God, what am I watching? No, but today
I went one time. Kevin and I were staying in a hotel, and she's like, isn't it so nice? They have food on the floors in the hallways. I said, don't eat that, girl.
That's you and
I
me.
Ate all of
That's
it.
You and me, drunk at 4 a.m. just searching for food on the floor in the hallway.
God damn it!
No.
You're so hateful.
I just kidding.
That is so real. That is so real. That's real. 2018.com.
Have you wanted to eat though? I mean, because sometimes, like, when you stay in a hotel, you see the food and barely eaten.
I am
like,
actually very surprised and kind of disappointed that there is no food for us.
Honey, there's a thing called hepatitis.
Wait, what?
On the floor. You don't eat the food on the floor of the hotels.
Yeah, I'm vaccinated.
Not against C.
No, so anyway, look.
Listen, so, what is it that you think you do? People got AIDS and shit. You got too much talent
not,
for it
not
to be
I
right.
said the duck.
But that don't
I'm
go
on prep.
Through
That's
food.
From Showgirls, by the way.
I know, oh, we know, yes. we know.
No. She didn't know.
I didn't know. Oh, didn't
she,
know?
Had a sign.
I,
she had a sign.
That's because you're like 15, aren't you 15?
I kind of
Ma'am.
Watched it, sort of.
First of all, you are over 21.
I was distracted
21,
when
right?
I watched it.
Versace.
Oh, well, you, yeah.
I'm 24.
Listen, you don't want to fuck with me now that we're friends.
Ma'am. Mm.
You got too much talent for it
you
to be
too
right.
much talent.
I got towels.
No, okay, so wait.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish this
up. Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
So Pornhub, they have this thing now because net neutrality got voted down.
It's gone. Honey.
It's gone. But Congress...
This is maybe the last day you listen to this
I know,
podcast.
Exactly. But Congress can still save it. Killing. So get out there and call your fucking lawmakers. But either way, that warning is on the Pornhub site today.
Sure, yeah.
In blood red. Yeah, net neutrality is down, but you can still
it's
save it. Call your lawmakers.
Wow.
Because Congress can still save it, and that's a real thing.
If it's, good but, for you, Pornhub.
But that's,
if
you
this
know.
Is the first
and on,
time.
And on Valentine's Day, they offer a free day of porn. A premium.
Aww.
And let me just draw attention to the listeners. Is this the first time you're hearing about net neutrality from a drag queen named Shalita Cake?
It's about butts.
You are not informed.
Right, I know.
This.
Get out of your refrigerator and actually look something up online.
And I want for every drag queen that fights on social media, you need to pick up the phone and call your congressperson.
And your alderman.
On your alderman and ask for net neutrality.
Yay!
I don't want, or not. Or just, you know.
No, but do it.
No, but actually do it. Because you know what? Yeah. We all like porn. And I can tell you that, like.
And internet.
Right. Like, if you want to pay for Facebook, like, none of us are going to pay for fucking Facebook.
Right.
I don't want to have to download all those 1,000 pictures that I put up there of my family and my shit.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to have to do this. So.
And all the promotion you do for shows on Facebook.
Ta-da.
All yeah. would be gone.
Abracadabra.
All right, folks. Check us out June 19th, this Tuesday, at the Call Bar House of Travesties, hosted by Say KV, featuring none other than Shalita Cake and me, Fausto Fernos, performing in gorgeous drag. Shalita Cake, we'll take two slices, honey.
Okay, I love
blow
I love
those
it
candles.
All. Come on, blow it out, baby.
Ooh. Honey, you got frosting and you want to lick the bowl.
Fondant.
Yes. at the Call.
At the Call. And also, come see me on Mondays at Jackhammer.
The world's worst drag show.
The best worst drag show. Yeah, it's at 2 a.m. So if you're an industry person, you know how good that's going to be. Tonight is Crash Landing at Berlin, and everybody usually comes after. So nice. Come to an after party on Mondays at Jackhammer if you're a nightlife kind of person. It's a great show. We
free
have a good time.
Jobs.
Well, yeah, you free. I don't know if they're free. You might have to buy. You might have to buy a drink or something. But like, you pay $3. You'll everybody will give you syphilis
if you're into that.
What's the word? Syphilis.
Say KV.
Say KV.
For $1, she'll make you holla.
I will.
I don't know. Maybe not.
But like, you should tip her though. Tip
yes,
her,
please.
Yes.
Tip me.
And when you're done tipping her, put her back up.
It's a joke. I get it.
She tipped. She tipped.
Yeah.
No, but you know what? She's one of the most groundbreaking queens.
She's a revolutionary.
I saw her do a ballad once, and it made me ball to my
aww.
Core.
When was that?
I don't know. You express yourself really hard, though, on stage, and I love it.
I'm excited about it.
She hit her drag daughter with a cheeseburger. So.
Girls, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me again and again and again and again.
This was so much fun. This was so much fun, honestly.
Thank you, Faustina.
I love you. You're perfect just the way you are. Change everything.
Find me everywhere at ShalitaCake.com.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, y'all.